Swallow right before the wound. Prog Rock Block. I'm Chris, and here's Alec.
What's up, guys?
We're at a new time now.
New time on Tuesdays. It feels identical.
Yeah.
It feels really similar to the last time we did it. But besides that,
yeah,
same thing, different day.
No, and yeah, we just could see each other earlier in the week.
Yeah. Woo! It's a little closer to the Ravens game, which we're not going to talk about because it was awful. I hate them roofs. But yeah, that was New Millennium.
Flag next time.
Yeah, right. That was New Millennium by Dream Theater off of Falling from Infinity. No.
Yes.
Falling from Infinity. That's right.
The album that no one listens to.
That nobody listens to. That's right. Yeah, I heard this song took a couple times to grow on me. At first, I didn't really like it that much, but now it's not that bad. So I figured, why not play it?
Okay.
But yeah, you know, we only have 1 weekend. Really separating this show from the last show. So I don't know if there's much more that happened in your life. My life is kind of the same.
Not much. I actually
yeah.
went to Philly, not for the game, but the day before for Constitution Week. It was the 225th anniversary of the signing of the U.S. Constitution.
Oh, wow.
So I went up there. It was like, it was a big thing for the Sons of the American Revolution that I went up there for. And there was like hundreds of people all dressed up in their Color Guard uniforms, and we were all marching with flags and stuff. It was pretty cool.
How about that? That's really cool. Yeah. A lot
That's
of people went
did.
To the Philly game, surprisingly. I guess it's not that surprising because they don't have like you know as much demand for their tickets as we do.
That's terrible.
And
no, definitely true.
But and yeah, you can get in.
Yeah.
Unlike us, we have to pay through the nose. My friend was like, "You want to go to the New England game?" And I was like, "Absolutely, $300. Absolutely not." Like,
yeah. That's
you know?
Way too much money.
Yeah, I was like, I can't do that. That's ridiculous.
It's like their baseball tickets up there, like for the Yankees.
Yeah,
outrageous.
They're incredible.
Prices.
Yeah, that's why a lot of people come down from New York to see them here. So.
$5 for two seats.
Yeah, not anymore though. Those seats go quick now that the Orioles are doing well. But hey, guess what we got next?
What do we got? Oh, okay, my song, "Stink Fist" by Tool. That's the first track off of Anima. Good song. Song.
Tool never disappoints when it comes to the track name department. And Stink Fist, this should be interesting.
Yeah. I don't even know. They don't even reference it. It's not even a word they reference. It's just the title.
You don't have that moment in the song where it's like, hey, that's the name of the song.
No.
Yeah.
Actually, most prog bands are almost like that.
It's true. Like The Pass. I never mentioned The Pass.
That was your prog riff? Man. I mean, like, you know, it's 80s Rush. That's not really that much proggy, but yeah. That
Come
does,
on.
That does fit.
Rush is Rush. Rush is
I was
Rush
gonna be like the
prog.
Fish. I was going to say, like, The Fish by Yes.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Yeah. So, I guess we'll play it, and we'll be right back with more of that prog goodness, trademarked, incorporated, restricted.
Copyright that. Yeah.
Copyright that.
We'll be right back.
that was what was that? Stink fist.
A tool.
Yeah, man. I liked it. I thought it was a lot of fun. It was very much Tool.
Yeah.
You know. That we played a lot of songs from that album. I think it's like the most popular. Right.
That Lateralis. I would argue Lateralis, but you know, it's either or, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So cool news. Tool should be coming out with their new album. I looked at their Wikipedia page, which is very rarely updated.
Huh.
Like, I've maybe seen it updated twice in the past year. But they said they're hoping to get a new album by the end of the year.
Very cool. I guess they would have to be in studio already then.
Yeah, I think they're doing that. They had to wait for a while because Maynard James Keenan was on tour with Pucifer for a while.
Okay.
And maybe, I think it was a Perfect Circle last year.
Okay, yeah.
So they had to wait for a while.
Man, we need to play more Perfect Circle. I really liked what I was hearing.
Yeah, I need to listen to more of it because I'm only, like, right now I'm drawing a blank. Like, I know The Outsider, Weak and Powerless, and then, like, when the Levee Breaks.
Yeah.
The cover of that.
Uh-huh.
Like, I can't remember anything off the top of my head, but we'll figure it out. We'll play
some. Absolutely. Hey, the next song is a song we all know and love by Rush. This is the beginning of our, it's not a segment, but it'll be a recurring theme in this week's show of Rosh Hashanah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I totally forgot about it this time until Steve mentioned it. I was like, I wasn't prepared. Because
yeah.
I know last year's Rosh Hashanah, they played...
It was significant, yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
They played the Time Machine.
It was like the first time you could see anything from the Time Machine.
Yeah, Time Machine tour, live in Cleveland. And I watched a good amount of it, I think.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I remember being, I think Peter doesn't get the channel at Towson, which for some reason
it's a very rare channel. I wouldn't get it, like, at my house.
Yeah, so, UMBC happened to have it, and I Skyped him, like, with my camera facing the TV so he could, like,
nice.
Sort of kind of watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, that was the first shot of seeing, the Time Machine tour, footage. So, of course... I felt compelled to watch it. I don't feel very compelled to watch it this time around, though. Because they're not going to have anything special.
What? You mean watching the Time Machine tour again, or Clockwork Angels?
Well, they're not going to have Clockwork Angels stuff, I don't think.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. But, I think that it's all going to be stuff that, you know, has been released. So, I don't really have the time to sit down and watch it.
Besides, it's over. It was yesterday.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
I missed it.
Yes, it was yesterday.
Oh, that shows how well I know the holidays. All right. Well, oh well. I watched the football game instead.
I heard it was very long.
Very long. These officials really need to go.
Yeah,
they can't. They don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, they do. All
right. So.
Totally agreed. Do we even say the name of the song we're playing?
Maybe. I don't know. Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
Rush.
Ghost Rider.
Vapor Trails.
Fantastic. I'm still upset at Rush. They did not play any Vapor Trails. I really want to hear Ghost Rider or, like, One Little Victory or Peaceful Kingdom or Vapor Trail or something.
I really want them to finish remastering the darn album.
That too.
I don't know. I think the last tidbit I heard was they're not even going to bother doing it just because, you know, keep Well Enough alone. But it's not Well Enough.
I don't know. Man, I think it's fantastic as it is.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if they remastered it, hopefully it would be better.
But yeah, I mean, maybe it definitely could sound a lot better. I mean, I love the new mixes of Earthshine and One Little Victory in comparison.
Yeah.
It's just a lot, like, you can hear, like, everything they meant you to hear. I don't know. I just...
Maybe they'll wait a while, because it is a newer album.
Yeah, I mean, it's
only
been 10
years. Yeah, 10 years old.
Wow, only 10 years old? That's ridiculous. That is half of our age.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That really puts it in perspective. Wow. All right, well, I guess we'll play Ghost Rider, and then we'll move on to the next jam.
Sounds good.
Keep on riding northbound west, haunting that wind.
That was Ghost Rider by Rush off of the Vapor Trails album.
Fantastic.
It's a great album. You're right. I really do love that album.
Yeah.
And, you know, another good song is about to be played up next. This is one
that's
of
my song?
Yeah, this is one that Chris wanted.
Gotcha. Yeah, we played this a while back.
Did we
definitely,
really?
Definitely over 2 months ago. I think it was during that winter show.
Huh.
We played with Peter and Courtney.
Let's find out. I'm actually very curious because I don't remember ever playing it. I know we played Ghost Rider before, so back to back repeats. It was during the really long. Yep.
Yeah. Of a Lifetime by Journey. That's definitely my favorite song of the first album.
Yeah.
They got a lot of cool stuff off of it, but Of a Lifetime is really cool.
Yeah, I do remember liking it when we played it back then.
It's really different. You know, you don't expect it to be Journey. You expect it to be like, oh, this is some 70s band, kind of like Santana, kind of like.
Yeah.
Whatever else it sounds like it, but not Journey.
Not Journey. All right, well, let's give it another listen.
Okay, good. All right. That was Double Lifetime by Jamie.
Yeah, man. And the next song, man, that's a good song. That's a song, whenever you hear it on the radio, you know exactly what's about to happen.
Yeah.
Good stuff. The slot machine sounds and everything. We got Money by Pink Floyd next off of The Dark Side of the Moon.
Fantastic album. Every single song on that album is fantastic.
That's why you see a bunch of, like, middle school kids running around with t-shirts.
I don't even think half of them have any idea what that album means.
Right.
Like, they probably wearing it because it was, like, their parents.
Yeah.
Or they were like, man, this thing was great. You should wear this.
You know what's interesting is that I never was into the album until, like, recently. I listened to it a few times, and it just never...
Never clicked?
Never clicked, but now... Click.
Yeah, you know, it's an acquired taste sometimes. I still haven't listened to, like, metal. Like,
right.
Holy Pink Floyd and stuff like that. Just really hasn't clicked. Like, Uma Guma hasn't clicked with me yet.
What is that?
It was, came out in 68 or 69, 70. One of those areas it came out. It's very strange.
Yeah,
very
sounds
strange
like
album.
It. I believe that.
But, now 70s Pink Floyd, that's always clicked with me. I don't know. Just some good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. So I guess we'll get right to it, play some Money.
We'll be back for Proggy Goodness.
Trademark.
Thank you. subscribe. Share it fairly, but don't take a slice of my pie. Money, so they say, is the root of all evil today. But if you ask for a rise, it's no surprise that they're giving none away.
I was in the right.
Yes, absolutely in the right.
I certainly was in the right.
Cool. That was Money by Pink Floyd.
Yeah, now we got By Accident by the Liquid Tension Experiment.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chris, for explaining how to pronounce that.
Yeah. You're having some trouble over there.
Yeah, I was like, B-O-C-D-E-N-T-E.
No, Alec, it's literally By Accident.
I was like, ah. I get it. This is off their second album. Really good song. Yeah.
Was this an instrumental, or was this...
Yeah, it is. I think there might be a few shout-outs in it, but, you know, still
okay.
Instrumental
right.
At heart. Gotcha. Do they have any songs that are not instrumentals?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, this is an instrumental. It's really good, though. I really like this one. So, I guess we'll get right to it, and we'll enjoy the Froggy Goodness...
LLC. Trademark.
Restricted.
Copyright.
Copyright. Copyright pending. We filed it at the FCC. We're the most ridiculous people.
Thank you.
nice instrumental, good song. I like you said, you know, John Petrucci, slow it all down, the normal human speeds.
Yeah. I mean, he's got so many solos where he's just, like, jamming all over the place. And it's like, yo, whoa, calm down, John. He slows it down on by accident in some of the songs off the Liquid Tension Experiment. It's like, whoa, hey.
Yeah.
The solos sound really good. Not that they didn't sound good before. It's just they're inhumanly fast.
Right. Well, hey, you know what? Next up, we got a little bit of a twist. We wanted to play the Analog Kid, but rather than play Rush's version, we're doing a cover version. This is off of the Working Men tribute album. This album has a bajillion different artists who cover various Rush songs. Mike Portnoy is heavily involved. He plays drums for quite a bit of them.
Yeah. Now, wasn't this the album that Neil got upset at, like, a couple years back or something? I heard there was something that happened, like, Neil got upset, like, it was something, like, he made fun of the musicians who had all covered them or something, and Mike was really upset because, you know, he put a lot of time into it or whatever, and then they finally met years later, and Neil, and, you know, they had to make up.
Huh. You know, I heard that happened, so this probably is it, actually.
Yeah, that's what
I
figured.
Which is weird, because I actually really like a lot of the covers. So the reason I like this cover a lot is because Mike Pinella, the keyboard player, just goes crazy. He plays a really cool solo, which I wish that they threw into Analog Kid now live. It'd be really cool. But
yeah, I don't know.
It might be a little out of Getty's skill range. He could do it.
He doesn't want to be tired afterwards.
That was so hard. I could play YYZ without any problems, but oh, man.
We'd be doing that and playing the bass.
Yeah,
it's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work.
So, I hope this cover is good. I haven't listened to it.
I really like it.
I really like the original version.
I really like it too, but I love what they did with this. So hopefully you like it. We'll find out after this.
And your eyes are city lights, busy streets and busy heights. You call me, call me. Too many hands on my time, too many feelings, too many things on my mind. When I leave, I don't know what I'm hoping to find. And when I leave, I don't know what I'm leaving
metal-y. I really like that. I think it's so cool what they did there with the keyboards and the there's a few times Portnoy pulled a Portnoy and just put in like a ridiculous little beat just for the heck of it.
Yeah.
But hey, why not?
Hey, on that album, did they play anything after like Signals, or is this like classic 70s prog rock?
Yeah, I think it's all that.
Okay, because yeah. I was thinking back to what Portnoy had said. I think it was on probably like Beyond the Lighted Stage or something, and he was like, "Yeah, after Signals, I really wasn't interested."
Oh, really? Oh, they played Mission.
Oh, but see, he didn't play the drums.
They didn't play the drums. Yeah, no. Yeah.
What else we have?
Besides that, though,
that's
yeah.
about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And honestly, the Mission cover is not that good. It's like one of the worst ones. There's a few on there that are like, That's probably the ones that Neil was talking about.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of them that are pretty good.
Okay.
I really like the Red Barchetta one. James LeBrie is the one singing.
Oh, really?
And he just pops it a few times. It's awesome.
Gotcha. Well, this is before he had his surgery, right? His vocal surgery?
Maybe. It was done in 1996, so I think actually it was after. But
he
doesn't ever do like the ridiculous stuff like he does it live in the Marquee. Right?
Yeah.
Where it's kind of like sounds like he's blowing out his vocal cords, but he instead of like you know every nerve aware, he jumps up and adrenaline surge. He does.
Oh, okay.
Except like adrenaline surge. He's like adrenaline surge. It's like yeah.
Classic LeBrie.
Yeah, classic LeBrie. Very very inspiring. Anyways,
yeah. What do we got next?
Next up, we've got that one song that you. You hear it on the radio, and you sit through the first 3 minutes just to get that one iconic drum fill.
And then it happens.
In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins.
Was did this come on your Pandora playlist?
Absolutely it did. And you know the thing is, I love this song, and it's not very proggy, but you know
no,
what?
It's not.
You know what? I want to air drum that drum fill with you. We air drum so much that I thought that drum feels so iconic. that we had to have it on the prog rock block one time.
Yeah. Proof why it's not very proggy. Ray Lewis listens to it. I heard him talking about it once. I don't even remember what it was from, but he was talking about it. He was like, yeah, sometimes I listen to In the Air Tonight. I was like, ah.
That's too funny. All right, let's give it a listen so we can get that iconic drum fill.
I can feel it coming.
Well, that was fun. We did the drum fill, and they were like, all right, we're good.
Yeah. I don't know.
Why not? It was good. Hey, this song is a song that will end the set well, right?
Yeah, because it's fitting the weather.
It's fitting the weather, right? Torrential downpours today.
I've gotten two texts today already from National Weather Service saying, you know, flood warnings.
Tornadoes. Yeah, the whole nine. So the weather has been pretty bad today, and because of that, I play Jacob Slaughter off of Permanent Ways by Rush. So we've got three Rush songs, you know, from three different eras. You know, we got the 80s Rush shorter songs, but delicious. We got Epic Rush from the 70s. Jacob's Ladder, and then
and post-Neil
post-traumatic events Rush with Ghost Rider, which is definitely like the culmination of all bad things that happened to Neil.
Yeah,
that is like the song for it. Hey, so it's been a lot of fun doing this show today, and I hope you guys don't mind the new time, even though I think 95% of you listen to the podcast and not the
live show, which is okay.
Which is totally okay.
You're not missing anything.
Hey, the live show is not nearly as clean. You know, like every once in a while the song cuts out for some random reason. Every once in a while, I usually turn off my email, but if I forget, there's like a random ding. You know, so it's better this way.
It's better for everybody.
But yeah, so... Guys, we haven't got a request in a while. We still have to play the really long song from Tales of Topographic Seas or whatever.
Oh yeah. Maybe we do that next week.
Yeah,
Do you have a meeting next week?
No. This is the only time I ever had the meeting. Okay. Yeah, so we've been approved for our 4-6 time slot. Probably not gonna ever do. We might do a full 2 hours every once in a while, but it's a lot of music.
Yeah.
But it's nice to have that flexibility. So if we want to play, you know, a really long song, we can do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so yeah, that's it for us this week. Go Ravens. And
Kick
those Pats. This is the game I really want to win. If I had to pick one game all season to win, this would be the one.
Yeah, it'd be this one.
Show who's boss.
Random rant, though. So I don't know whether you looked at the rookies of the week for the NFL.
I know RG3 was last week, right?
Okay, well, this week they had, like, I don't know, the quarterback, you know, Andrew Luck, rookie quarterback from Seattle or whatever. But they had a punter on there from St. Louis because he punted a 66-yard punt. It's like, oh, okay, that's, yeah, no. It's impressive, but it's not that impressive. They didn't put Justin Tucker up there. Seriously?
Yeah, come on.
He kicked a 56 and a 51 and a 48-yard field goal for a rookie.
Yeah, that
away.
That was clutch.
That's,
He's a beast. He's
seriously.
He's a freak of nature. He's the fastest kid alive. Yeah, no.
That was funny because I watched that clip the other day.
Yeah, no, I love that kid. And, you know, he's, I don't know if he's doing it in the NFL, but he was a really good special teamer. In
college?
In college, yeah. He was tied for the most tackles in special teams.
Yeah. That's a good kicker.
Yeah, that's a good kicker. Anyhow, we're going to play some Jacob's Ladder. Guys, enjoy it. It's been our pleasure delivering this proggy goodness.
We'll have some more proggy goodness next week.
Yeah. Toodles.
Light of day obscured, looming. twilight premature. Thunderheads are
parted, light streams down in bright unmoved.